If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Ooh.
Look at that sound.
Clean.
Look at that sound.
Clean.
That was a good one. We'll take it.
What's going on? Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle in the house. Look at all the sounds we got here today.
You got to show that can.
Yeah.
You have to show that one on the video stream.
How about that?
That's bad sweater good.
Yeah. The can that Kevin has brought in, we'll get to this in a second what it is. I told Kevin, I need to buy that for the can alone because, number one, it's a sour. We'll get to it in a second. But number two, the can that you brought in is just beautiful. It is, it's stunning, honestly.
It looks like an ugly Christmas sweater. The beer is called Seasick Crocodile, and it comes from Prairie Brewing out of Oklahoma, of all places. And this is a sour ale with cranberries, ginger, cinnamon, and nutmeg.
Gonna love it. All right.
And
gonna love it.
So, sour ales are sort of a newer phenomenon. And essentially what they do is that they introduced a special kind of bacteria which makes the beer sour.
Okay.
And it used to be if your beer got that bacteria in it, it was wrecked. And then they started basically harvesting that bacteria and then inoculating the beers with it in order to make them sour. And then they're adding different what they call adjuncts. I would just basically call them ingredients to make them taste a certain way as well. And in this case, it's supposed to be that holiday spice thing going on with cinnamon and nutmeg and orange and cranberry. So thought I'd bring it in to try because it's a quintessential holiday beer.
Well, yeah, let's try it out. The can is already a 10 out of 10. Let's see if the taste matches the can. Here we go.
Definitely taste the cinnamon nutmeg.
Yeah.
The clove.
Cinnamon's out front.
And the sour is, it's sour.
So that is exactly how I would say it. That's like a holiday sour beer. If you've ever heard of that.
It's crazy good.
Is this your first time trying it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is strange. A good strange, though.
Yeah, totally unique.
I've never tried something that is sour that also had a cinnamon taste to it as well.
Well, you know, basically about the way I could describe it is that if you've ever had just like raw cranberries, they're really sour. you know, the thing that makes them less sour is by adding a whole bunch of sugar to it. So if you were to take, you know, like a cranberry sauce and then add cinnamon to it, that's essentially kind of what it tastes like.
How would you define that, DP?
I have several friends who like to go to ski lodges and create their own drinks. This is something that they dreamed that they could make. Because they tried to get this taste.
Yeah.
And they fail.
but they're using liquor instead, you know, probably. So.
Yeah, they're going a little heavier.
Yeah.
And that's probably what the difference is. But. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's brewing.
It's just something. It's a flavor you don't have anywhere else.
This isn't going to get angry at me. No matter how much I drink it, it'll keep me in line.
So remind us, Kevin, where is this beer from again?
It's from Prairie Brewing, and they are from a small town in Oklahoma just outside of Tulsa.
Do they specialize in sours?
Yes.
Okay, they
yes,
do. So they you are familiar with these guys before.
Oh, yeah.
With many sours.
Yeah, this is definitely their holiday seasonal, but we sell their sours all year round.
Now, you, again, have a very extensive palate for good reasons because of your place you work at Myers Cork and Bottle.
My full-time career for nearly 25 years, yes.
I'm just curious. Have you ever tried anything even close to what we just tried? Is there anything that I've never...
I would say that... I've certainly had sour beers, and I've certainly had holiday beers that have that cinnamon nutmeggy clove thing going on, but never had them together in one spot. So this sort of... you know, it's the Reese's peanut butter and chocolate coming together.
This is a beer I hope that people listening today will run, not walk, run to Myers Cork and Bottle to get, because the can is exceptional and the taste is something you've never had with a sour.
It is
seriously a holiday sour with a cinnamon spice to it.
Flavor. And you can taste the orange in there a little bit too. And I can tell you that this will... not set up this wine very well at all. That's all right. Because, you know, the sourness of the beer is going to interact with the wine. But once you get a couple of sips and clear the palate, then we're going to be good.
The name also, Seasick Crocodile, though, for that. It's beautiful. I love
it.
Seasick Crocodile, get it at Myers Cork and Bottle from Prairie in nearby Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Awesome.
You're good at this, Jake.
I've done this before a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
You have questions from the text line, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, what again?
Eric says, I found the greatest whiskey in the entire world. It's called Angel's Envy. What's your opinion on it?
I like Angel's Envy. It's finished off in port casks, and so it's a little bit lighter and adds a little bit of sweetness compared to various other whiskeys, and it's a really good seller for us. Plus, it looks really cool on the shelf. So,
Jake says, can you say what beer it is again, please?
Yes, it's called Prairie Brewing Seasick Crocodile, and it is a holiday sour with orange, cranberry, cinnamon, and nutmeg.
What's up, DP? Please ask Kevin Meyer for wine suggestions for traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Turkey dressing, sweetened mashed potatoes, cranberries, etc. What wine?
It's funny you should ask, because today, of all days, is Beaujolais Nouveau Day.
Oh.
And what Beaujolais Nouveau is literally means new Beaujolais. And it's the first wine created in the Northern Hemisphere every year and is always released on the third Thursday in November, the week before Thanksgiving. And by French wine law, can be sold no sooner than that third Thursday. So today is the day. And it's different because it's not meant to sit and age for a long time. In fact, it's meant to be consumed very young and very fresh. It's picked, fermented, and bottled all within a couple of week time frame. And basically the history behind it is that the peasants used to have to do all the work and make all the wine for the French royalty back centuries ago. And what they would do is that they would squirrel some away for themselves. And then once the royalty were, you know, appeased and they had what they wanted, they would have this great big party. And it was sort of a way to sort of stick it to the man a little bit and also celebrate the completion of harvest, the changing of seasons, things along that nature. And then hence the romance of it began. And so what they would do is all of the cafes in Paris would send their horse and buggies to get the new wine and have a race to get it first. And then it became, you know, put on ships throughout Europe. And then Europe would, you know, again, have that same race to see who could get it first. And now it's all air freighted. So we all get it at the same time, the third Thursday in November. It's light, fruity, It's a red wine that you can actually chill. It's a good red wine to give to people that don't think they like red wine because it is so light and fruity. And it's just sort of a simple style. Now, me being a complete idiot, left the bottle sitting on the counter. So we're going to drink a different wine while we're here. You know, your old Uncle Kev still makes mistakes, and I don't know, I guess. Never. I'm getting senile. So, so what we're going to taste after the Seasick Crocodile is a one of my favorite Cabernets from Paso Robles, California, called Triana. And it's done by a gentleman by the name of Austin Hope, who...
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Tanger Outlets, find hundreds of brands at unbeatable value. Save big on outerwear, must-have handbags, active essentials, classic favorites, footwear, and more up to 70% off. Shop Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. All the best brands, all on sale, every day. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Learned to make wine from a guy named Chuck Wagner at Camus Vineyards, which is one of Napa Valley's most famous. And so essentially what he's trying to do is duplicate what they do at Camus Vineyards, but do it down in Paso Robles with his wine and his technique. So we're going to give that a taste.
Okay.
But really, today is Beaujolais Nouveau Day, and that is the quintessential holiday wine. But the also great thing about Thanksgiving is that you have so many different things hitting the table that – any wine you want to have will work. So, you know, a German Riesling that has sort of an apple and pear flavor to it, that actually really goes well with the turkey. Now, there's also a lot of gravy and potatoes and sort of rich and savory food, so you can do a rich and savory wine as well. And so you can't make a mistake. Drink the kind of wine that you like with what you're having, and it's going to work.
That's good.
How's that first sip?
It's really good. So here's the deal, Kevin. I've told you this before in the past. I'm new to wine as of about a year and a half ago. I just really didn't drink it. You'd bring it in. I'd sample it, but I didn't like enjoy it like I should.
You hadn't acquired a taste for it yet.
No. And then around Christmas, two years ago, actually, I tried wine. I said, okay, I should drink more of this. And so my palate has gotten better. And I enjoy this. This flavor here, this wine, is very tasty.
The cool thing about wine is that the more wines you taste, the more your taste develop. And so, you know, generally the starting point is usually with something kind of light and sweet. So back in my day in the 80s and 90s, White Zinfandel was popular, and that was sort of the starter wine. And then, you know, maybe get into German Rieslings, which have some nice sweetness to it, but they're a little more fruity sweet instead of sugary sweet. And then you get into like maybe a Chardonnay, you know, a drier white, maybe get into a lighter red, a red blend. And then, you know, once your tastes evolve and develop, then you start drinking the bigger, heavier, more tannic stuff like your Cabs or your Nebbiolos from Italy or things along those lines. And it's just sort of the natural progression of it. But like I said, the more you taste, the more your tastes develop, and then you just sort of gain appreciation for things that you previously didn't like.
This makes me feel like a wino.
Isn't it just like drinking velvet?
Yep.
Yeah, like this is just so pure.
Yep.
Right?
That it's purposefully simple. And my taste buds like are embracing it to where I don't take my hand off the glass.
Yeah, it's hard to stop drinking it.
Right? That it really, this is a drinker's wine.
And it's
this is a drinker's wine. This is not for people who want to taste and sample and all. No, this is for you to pop the bottle. Let's drink to the day, and yeah. you're gonna finish the bottle pretty quickly.
Do you remember the wine that we had called Liberty School,
mm-hmm.
the Cabernet? Same dude.
Got it.
So this is a
Got
reserve
it.
Level of what we had
Got
had,
it.
And
Got it.
So if you notice, it's very similar in style to that, just maybe a little bit more concentrated, a little more rich flavors, a little more muscle to it, but still, it's just like drinking velvet. There's no edge to it at all. You get the real strong black cherry flavors. You get the real pronounced vanilla on the back end. And this is a little more serious Cabernet. These are on the shelf for about $35
but that's on
sale right now.
That makes sense. Like, I fully expect this to be more than all the other wines you've had in the last 8 weeks.
Yeah, and, you know, I purposely bring wines that I feel like anyone listening would be willing to, it'd be worth throwing a $20 bill at, you know.
But occasionally I like
to bring wines in that are also a little bit higher end. And so then you kind of go, oh, now I know where that extra $20 bill went.
Like this one, they cared more. Like, it seems like they cared more than the other.
It probably saw a little more barrel time.
Yep.
It also probably saw a little more hand selection of fruit from very specific blocks of vineyards. And just like, you know, just like the thing I relate it to here in Nebraska is that, if you ever worked a cornfield, you know that those soils change from one end of the field to the other. So one end you're going to have a lot of clay, another end you might have a lot of loam. You know, you might have a little more black earth, you know, diatomaceous type thing going on. And wines are the same way. You have one vineyard, but depending on the elevation, drainage, angle of incidence to the sun, all of those things can affect the quality of the fruit. And this is more hand-selected quality fruit.
This is what I expect every professor at the University of Nebraska to drink.
That's a good point. I like
right?
that.
Like,
this is so good.
Right?
No,
like, I expect them there with a cigar and a book, and it's a bunch of them. They're pontificating like madmen, but this wine is doing the job. Like, this is well done.
This has an academic vibe to it. Is that fair to say?
Let me describe this as still someone fairly new to wine. There's probably a lot of people out there that are still maybe hesitant to drink wine or are still new like myself. Like, some wines just, they have too much bite to them, right? They just, you know,
too much going on.
The connoisseurs can take them down. They like it. You know, and if you're, I guess, if you have that great palate, you can do it. I'm still pretty new to this, and I think this tastes really good. You know, there's nothing. It's very smooth.
They didn't overdo it.
And as DP said, yeah, it's what you expect the professors to be drinking. You know,
all right?
Like, I could be a professor with this, right?
Right.
I could be a professor.
Well, you do. Your back kind of straightens a little.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
it really does. And you just go, wow, they didn't make it complicated. It's sophisticated, but not complicated. That's a winner.
I feel like I should be smoking a pipe right now.
Right, really? I mean, really? Like, that's
like Sherlock Holmes.
I do want to say this. Can you make sure that this one's in the 12 Days of
this
Wine
is
Mist?
Super
yeah,
good, Kevin.
Absolutely.
Jake, I strongly suggest the 12 Days of Wine Mist.
You did this last year, and I was really captivated by it, DP.
And Kevin, of course,
came through in the clutch in doing it, but it was a great idea.
He wrapped them all. Great display.
The 12 Days of Wine Mist, is that what you call it?
That's what I just came up with that.
It was beautiful.
Well, it's like the 12 Days of Christmas, and there's 12 in a case, so it's, why not? It's just
it's
12 symbiotic.
12 Days of Wine Mist, yeah. It's wonderful.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Again, what's the name of this one that people are curious?
This is called Traiana.
Traiana.
And it's a Cabernet from Paso Robles. But today, the big day is Beaujolais Nouveau Day.
Okay.
And those are on the shelf, $13.49. First wine produced in the Northern Hemisphere every year. Plus, on top of that, we started our Turkey Day wine sale. We've got 150 wines at our deepest discounts of the season. We always say the best meal of the year deserves the best wine. So come get it from Meijer's and get it at a discount.
Is Thanksgiving the top wine day of the year?
Indeed, it is.
Number one by far.
Number
what's
one.
Close? What's close?
Well, I think Christmas is number two and New Year's is number three. But,
okay.
There is more wine consumed on Thanksgiving Day in this country than there is any other day of the year.
Because you're around your family. You haven't been around all year.
This is why I bring Kevin in, for the facts, the wine, the beer, everything.
Well, here's the deal is that most parts of the world wine is considered a food. It's not considered an alcoholic beverage. It's something that you have with a meal. And so it's not uncommon for French people to drink wine with lunch and then go back to work. You know, that's just part of their culture.
No, Jake.
I just love this can so much. It really is fantastic.
Come get yourself some seasick crocodile.
Whoa, was that a Freudian slip? Yeah. Look at I'm showing it to the camera again. It's an ugly sweater can. It's awesome. Fantastic. It's seasick crocodile. It's great. And you can find it all at Myers Cork and Bottle, 13th and South.
Before you go, from the text line, can you caw, please?
Caw!
Oh.
And
on that note, Kevin, great seeing you. We'll see you in 2 weeks because next Thursday is Thanksgiving. You won't be here. I won't be here.
Yeah. But yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for your friendship. And I hope that you all enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday with your family.
Same to you. That's Myers Cork and Bottle, 13th and South. Get there. They get the Thanksgiving sale. They got the new wines there. Get the Seasick Crocodile from Prairie Artisan Ales in Oklahoma. We'll wrap up the hour next on Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.